From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The governor of Missouri has declared a state of emergency and a curfew for the town of Ferguson. That's where nightly protests have taken place after a white police officer killed an unarmed black teen, Michael Brown, last week. NPR's Elise Hu reports from the North St. Louis suburb.
Governor Jay Nixon told a tense crowd gathered at a Ferguson church that the curfew will start at midnight and last until 5 o'clock in the morning.
The best way for us to get peace is for everybody to help to make sure everybody gets home safe tonight at 12 o'clock.
Missouri State Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson says officers will enforce the curfew through communication.
We won't enforce it with trucks. We won't enforce it with tear gas. We'll communicate. We'll talk about, you know what, it's time to go home.
Officials did not say how long a curfew will be enforced. Elise Hu, NPR News, Ferguson.
A senior U.S. official says American aircraft carried out strikes today near the Mosul Dam in northern Iraq that was taken earlier this month by Islamist fighters. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from northern Iraq that the dam is seen as a major strategic asset.
In taking the Mosul Dam on August 7th, the Sunni fundamentalists who want to be called the Islamic State not only handed Kurdish Peshmerga forces an embarrassing defeat, they gained the power to threaten entire cities with inundation. So Iraqis were pleased to learn that military aircraft were striking Islamist positions in the vicinity of the dam. A Peshmerga officer reached by phone says the strikes are a prelude to a joint operation to return the dam to Iraqi control. This plan, which has not been confirmed by the U.S. military, would involve Iraqi army and Peshmerga forces on the ground with U.S. air support. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Dahok, northern Iraq.
Arrests have been made in the abduction of two Amish girls taken from their family's farm stand in upstate New York last week. Police say Stephen Howells Jr. and Nicole Baisley of New York were charged with two counts of first-degree kidnapping with the intent to physically harm or sexually abuse the girls. Police say there was potential for other victims. The 7- and 12-year-old girls are back with their family. President Obama says college education has to become more affordable, and he's calling on Congress to pass a bill that allows borrowers to refinance their student debt. In his weekly radio and internet message today, the president called higher education the surest ticket to the middle class and says a plan to tie federal financial aid to a school's performance could help cut college costs. Obama recently signed an executive order allowing more college graduates to cap their student loan payments at 10% of their income. Texas Governor Rick Perry says he will fight the indictment against him for alleged abuse of power. He vetoed funding for a Travis County unit investigating public corruption because the Democrat heading that group refused to resign after being convicted of drunk driving. This is NPR News. A Dutch man is returning a Medal of Honor the Israeli government gave him for being one of what it calls the righteous among the nations, non-Jews who helped save Jews from the Holocaust. Terry Schultz reports the 91-year-old man won that medal for harboring a Jewish child in World War II, but now he's lost six family members in an Israeli bombing of the Gaza Strip.
71 years ago, the young Hank Zanoli risked his life to sneak a Jewish boy past occupying Nazis and shelter him in his family home outside Amsterdam until the end of the Holocaust. Zanoli's own father died in a concentration camp, and his brother-in-law was killed by the Nazis for resisting occupation. But now Zanoli has returned his medal to the Israeli embassy in The Hague, saying in a published letter he finds it, quote, particularly shocking and tragic that four generations on, our family is faced with the murder of our kin in Gaza, murder carried out by the State of Israel. Zanoli says six Palestinian members of his extended family were killed by an airstrike July 20th. The Israeli embassy in The Hague was not immediately available for comment. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A new center to treat Ebola patients is opening in Liberia after the existing one became overwhelmed with patients. Health officials say the first center was only meant to treat about 25 patients, but now has around 80. The new center will have 120 beds, and it may eventually triple in size because of the ongoing crisis. Isolating Ebola patients is one of the keys to slowing the spread of the disease. That's because those infected can transmit it through bodily fluids. The World Health Organization says it could take another 6 months to get the outbreak in West Africa under control. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.